global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Catherine Cowdery, and Bloomberg Taking Stock is brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit SectorSPDRS.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETFs. Stocks extended this week's advance in light pre-holiday trading. The S&P 500 posted its biggest weekly gain since March. Banks, technology, and consumer discretionary shares led the way. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen said in remarks at Harvard University that an improving economy would probably warrant another rate increase in the coming months. And that sent the dollar higher, weighing on commodity producers. We check the markets every 15 minutes. Dow Industrial Average rose 45 points, 0.25%, to close out the week at 17,873. S&P 500 up 9 points, 0.4%, to 2,099. The NASDAQ gained 32 points, 0.3%, to close at 4,933. West Texas Intermediate crude oil up 3 cents a barrel to $49.51. Spot gold down $9.10 a ounce to $12.1360. The 10-year Treasury down 6 32nds with a yield of 1.85%. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Hiroshima, a beautiful city in western Honshu, the largest island of Japan, of course, best known as the first city in history to be targeted by a nuclear weapon when the United States Army Air Force dropped an atomic bomb on the city at 8:15 a.m. August 6, 1945. Nearly 71 years later, President Barack Obama used the backdrop of the city's Memorial Peace Park to call for a world without such weapons. He did not apologize for America's use of atomic weapons during the war, but he did express remorse for the human toll of that war. And of course, this is part of his trip to Japan to be part of the G7 Summit of Global Leaders. I'm very happy now to welcome to the show to talk about the significance of this visit, what was or wasn't accomplished at the G7 meeting, Scott Seaman, a senior analyst for Asia, at the Eurasia Group. Scott, welcome.
Thank you.
How significant is this to Japan, to the Japanese, and to relationships between the two countries?
I think it's hugely significant. I picked up on one thing in particular. There was an older Japanese gentleman who I believe was the leader of one of the groups of survivors from the atomic bomb. And I think the simple statement that he started with was that he never expected to see the U.S. president visit Hiroshima in his lifetime. And there was no demand of an apology. And of course, the U.S. made it clear that they were not prepared to offer one. But overall, I think this adds, some closure, to the war and certainly, shows how far the two countries have come since then.
Scott, I'm wondering if you could speak to the issues facing the G7 leaders and what will Prime Minister Shinzo Abe be pushing?
Well, for Abe, I think this was, an opportunity certainly for him to, talk about the global economy. He wanted to use this meeting as a way to tee up a decision that we think he's very likely to make, and that's to postpone a consumption tax hike that they've had planned for some time that would be implemented next spring. He has not been keen on going ahead with that, and one of the things that he wanted to accomplish at this summit was to really highlight the theme that the global economy is not doing well, and one of the things that Japan can do to contribute to efforts to kind of spur growth is to hold off on its own tax increase plans.
So, in terms of geopolitics, that's one of the things that takes place when that's the G7. When it's the heads of state meeting, the finance ministers meet, the central bankers meet, they can hammer out more of the nuts and bolts on economic policies. And if we were to go back 20 years ago or so, we would be hammering on the Japanese for their currency, right? For keeping it too weak versus our dollar. That mantle kind of shifted to China with the U.S. focus. But, one of the top geopolitical issues is between China and Japan and the disputed territories. Did anything come out of this that moves that forward, that intensifies that struggle?
I don't. Well, there are a couple of different disputes. The one that is a bilateral dispute between China and Japan over the Senkaku Islands in the East China Sea. That has obviously been something that has really soured relations between the two countries for several years now. And I don't think that there was any particular effort during this summit to move ahead on you know, some sort of reconciliation there. I think it's just kind of a stable situation. But the bigger objective was really for Abe and others to put a little more emphasis on conflicts that are brewing in the South China Sea. And Japan doesn't have a direct involvement in territorial disputes there, but certainly sees it as an area that needs to remain stable because it's just such an important area for trade and transport.
Well, Scott, in that context, I want to bring in South Korea as well as China. Are they concerned that the president's visit to Japan could be taken by the Japanese as sort of drawing a line underneath their efforts to come to grips with their own wartime activities in places such as Korea and China?
You know, that definitely was a concern, and I think as I read the speech today that the president gave at Hiroshima, it seemed as if there was a great deal of thought put into trying to make what he said as broad in terms of kind of the time that it covered as well as kind of the geographic space that it covered. No, I mean, Obama did not want to kind of feed into the impression that people in other countries in Asia, especially China and South Korea, had that maybe this was going to be an event that would identify Japan as the victim of World War II rather than other countries. But I think the what he said seemed to include people who were victims of the war as a whole. So I think that they took great pains to make sure that they didn't single Japan out as a victim.
Just real quick, will Abe get this backing off of that consumption tax increase?
Yes. So the way I see it, the Diet session ends next Tuesday, June 1st. He's expected at a press conference following that to announce a postponement of that tax hike, and then it would just be a matter of getting his government to change legislation around that next fall.
Thank you very much, Scott Seaman. He is senior analyst for Asia for the Eurasia Group, joining us from Washington, D.C., home to Bloomberg 99.1 and 105.7 HD2. Have a lovely Memorial Day weekend. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio.
Coming up, Bloomberg Law, brought to you by Celebrity Motor Car Company, the luxury of BMW, the performance of Maserati, the innovation of Lexus. Walk the red carpet, get the status you deserve at the Celebrity Motor Car Company. Visit CelebrityMotorCar.com.